Michael Bublé, Triple M, Jane Day for breakfast, 98.7 Mackay, 92.3 in the Whit Sunday. Top today, 30 degrees, expected some showers around the coastline as well. We'll catch up with Joel from weatherzone.com.au. 7 o'clock this morning, showers for the coastline, some heavy at times as well, sitting at 22 degrees at McEwen's Beach. All right, now Serena Beach, Airlie Beach, and let's go to Conway Beach, also 24 degrees.
G'day, Conway Beach.
G'day, Conway Beach.
Got a really nice diner there.
Yeah, it does, actually. It's like the it's like Happy Days diner.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Mum and Dad would love that.
Monday, Tuesday, happy day.
I wonder if that just plays. Oh, they got a jukebox there. I wonder if it's there.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Not that you would hear it, though.
Why? What do you mean?
Deaf bow.
Oh, my hearing's okay. It's not that bad.
Your hearing?
Yeah.
Your hearing is woeful.
It's not that bad.
Your hearing is woeful.
What do you mean?
You telling me that you've got good hearing?
Oh, look, it's okay. Mm. I wouldn't say it's the best.
Yep.
I mean, you can hear dogs' whistles, apparently.
I can, yeah.
Yeah, most of us can't. Mm. So I think I'm pretty much the average.
So you think that you're confident in saying that your hearing is up to scratch?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah, why? I mean, it's got the ringing in the ears, but, you know, you can deal with that.
Mm.
Why?
No, I'm just giving you a chance to say whether you think that it's suitable or not, your hearing.
I mean, there was an incident yesterday that, you know, I didn't actually hear a word that the waitress said.
Okay.
So I actually asked Susie, my partner, did she say that was a caramel chai latte? And she says, yes. Didn't you hear it? It's like, no.
Well, see, now this is my point. The amount of times that we talk about things off air here and you're like, you didn't say that to me. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Rightio. It's like Friday. They were filming our whole show on Friday to use for promotional videos and stuff.
Yeah.
And there was a section there where the producer said, oh, I've got to send you something to do with Dave's hearing.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
This is
news?
This is off-air. When Dave, if you've rung the radio station before and Dave has stuffed your name up, can you give us a call? 13 27 10.
Right.
Now, this is you taking some calls off the air on Friday where you get people's names wrong.
Hey, Marianne, how you doing? Oh, sorry, Catherine, sorry. Yeah, hi, Marcus, how you doing? Oh, sorry, mate, sorry. I thought you said Marcus. Luke, okay. G'day, Luke, how are you, mate? G'day, Debbie, how's it going? Oh, I thought you said Debbie. Sorry about that, Miranda, how are you?
How on earth are you getting Miranda from Debbie?
No, because I thought she said Miranda because of the Bluetooth and everything else, like the speakerphone and everything else. There's so much noise in the background there, okay, you can hardly hear a thing.
Well, how come when I answer the phone, I can hear them say their name clear?
As I said before, you just don't take them, Mickey.
Oh, it's funny. It is so funny. I sit here, like, watching him take the calls, and the amount's like, oh, sorry, Tom. What's your name? Mm. Oh, sorry, Emmanuel. No, sorry.
How about you just pull over to the side of the road, take it off speakerphone you can actually hear it properly.
So if you call this breakfast show at any time, you're guaranteed to be, if your name is Mark or Luke or something like that, there's no telling what you're going to be called on this breakfast show. So,
is this a stitch-up or what?
No, I just brought it to your attention. You said that you're struggling with your hearing and I'm agreeing with you after that audio.
Oh, yeah, so. Just a little bit. But then again, you know, get off the speakerphone. That's what I'm saying. That's what it was.
Because you can't hear properly, right?
Yes. Exactly.
Jay and Dave for breakfast, 10 to 6. Triple M.